This is the prayer time now as we come before our Heavenly Father with our prayers of blessings, with thankfulness in our hearts. Let us raise our prayers of blessing that we shared during this week, and also pray, thank God for the blessings that we have. And at the same time, we can also bring up our share burdens and concerns and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, and pray for those needs at this time, for us and also for others. The announcements, the prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin. Please turn with me to the back. Please continue to pray for Martha as she's doing her chemo. Please pray that God will strengthen her body for this chemo session as well, and her spirit, and pray for Richard as well. And continue to pray for the McMillan family grieving at the death of their dear one. And also lift up Carol Clements in our prayers. She's in the rehab. She will be home next week.
If everything goes as planned, she will come home Tuesday.
Okay. So that will be something good. And let us pray that God will strengthen her leg and her hip, that she can come back to church soon. Continue to pray for George Varghese. I heard good news about his feeding. He has started liquid food through his mouth after 6 months. So that is a great blessing. So we continue to pray for him and his wife as they get through this situation. And continue to pray for Eleanor Nicholson, who is in hospice care, and Terry and his family for peace and comfort at this time. Are there any special prayer requests? Yes.
Church member Jan called me this morning. She said she's sorry she couldn't come today. She said Harry is very unsteady on his feet and may need a walker or a wheelchair in the future. So she said, please pray for them.
Okay, Jan and Harry are online. Hey, Jan and Harry, we are praying for you. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Robert, for sharing that. Continue to pray for Guillermo. He's here today with us, and please keep him in our prayers as he's continuing with his treatment. And also Liliana and Wayne, both of them are caretakers now, so they need a lot of prayers as well. Okay, thank you. Yes, yeah. My wife and I are doing much better. Thank you for your prayers, and we know that we'll get through this as well too. Anything else? Yeah, you don't.
Oh, I do have a praise report.
Okay.
I went to a cardiologist.
Okay.
Last Friday. And I went to the college hospital, and he told me my heart was better than it was 6 months ago, and I don't have to come back in a year.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear that.
So I just pray and thank God for that.
Okay. That is great. If there are no other special requests or call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will summarize with it. Scripture we read in Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up us for all, how will he not also give us everything along with him? Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world. It was not our choice, but it was your blessing. We thank you for all the joys and the blessings that you shower upon us in this world as we live here. We thank you again for the grace and mercy that you have shown to us through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world, lived a life like ours, and suffered like us, and died a death that we had to go through, and then rose from the dead so that we can have the hope of eternity with you, Lord. We thank you again for the grace that you gave us, Lord, so that we can come before you and call you Father. We thank you for all the blessings in our lives. We also look up to you for our needs and our burdens, our concerns at this time. You are the source of all good things, and you deserve only good for us, Lord, and desire only good for us. And we seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns before you at this time. We come before you. Many of us are broken in our bodies. Many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. Particularly, we lift up those who need your prayers, as we mentioned here today. We continue to pray for Carol as she is rehabbing and planning to come back this week. We pray for your grace upon her to strengthen her leg and her hip. Pray that your grace be upon her and her peace, above all, to fill her heart. And pray for Wayne as he's taking care of her, to have the patience and the grace that he needs at this time also. Bless them as a family, Lord. We pray for Harry and Jan as Harry is going through some difficulties with his stability and his health. We pray for your grace upon him and healing power hand to touch him, Lord, and strengthen his body. We pray for Jan as well. Bless them together as a family, Lord, and comfort them with your presence. We thank you for the continued progress of George Varghese, and bless him, Lord, so that he can completely recover back to normal. We pray for his wife and his family and for peace at this time. We pray for Martha as she is continuing with her chemo. Bless her with your grace and healing, Lord. Comfort her with your presence in their home. Pray for Richard as well. Bless them, Lord, with your presence. We pray for the McMillan family grieving at the death of their dear one. We pray for your peace to comfort them and your presence to comfort them as well, Lord. We pray for Eleanor Nicholson, who is in hospice care. Bless her with your presence and peace. We pray for the family's peace as well, Lord. We thank you for Guillermo, for being able to come here and worship with us today. Continue to be with him and heal him, Lord. Touch him with your healing hands. We pray for Liliana also during this time, as she has to juggle around a lot of things to care for him. Bless them as a family, Lord. Comfort them with your presence every day. We pray for all of those who are struggling like that in various needs and various situations during this holiday time. We pray for your grace upon them and your peace to comfort them, Lord, especially those who are lonely, those who are going through painful situations in their life, Lord. The ones who are forgotten, the ones who have been sidelined, we pray for your comforting peace to be with them, Lord. We pray for those who are struggling in various needs around the world, particularly that are stricken by the natural disasters and wars. We pray for your grace and peace upon them. We pray for our nation, our president, our leaders of the Congress and governors who make decisions, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit. During this holiday season, we pray for peace in this country, Lord, that people will be calm and will not have any issues during this holiday season this year, Lord. We thank you for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us every day. We thank you for their services, and we pray for their safety and pray for the safety of their families as well, Lord. We pray for our church at this time as we come before you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the ministry that you have given us to do, to be faithful in all the opportunities that you have given us to use them, Lord, according to your grace and mercy. We pray for the Hispanic church as we have communion together today. Help us, Lord, to work together to bless this community and also do your work around the world. Bless them also in their service today. Bless all those who are gathering in your name today to worship you, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, and in our holy communion that we take part today will become a refreshing spiritual power in our lives as we go from this place. Lord, help us, Lord, to be agents of peace wherever we are today. Give us your grace today as we worship together. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, Bible says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all of your faithfulness in our lives, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve, Lord. We thank you for your grace and mercy upon us. We offer ourselves at this time as we bring this portion before you. May these tithes and offerings bring peace and life to many people in this community and around the world, Lord. We pray for all of those who could not give today. I mean, thank you for everyone who were able to give today, Lord. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we'll be reading the scripture which is taken from the book of Isaiah, Chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Those of you can see the screen, it's available on the screen. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of God will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions to the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. As we come before your word, Lord, help us to be humble and obedient before your word, that it will become a source of blessing in our life and also a blessing through us to this world. Lord, bless us with your presence and the Holy Spirit, that whatever you command us to do, Lord, that we will be able to follow you, Lord. Bless us with your presence. Help us, Lord, in our meditation of the word to illumine our souls so that we can see the hidden truths behind your word, Lord. Open our hearts and minds so that we can receive your word with humility. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
A grandma recently shared a story about her grandbaby, the 4-year-old. His most favorite phrase is, "Grandma, we have a problem." That's what she hears all day through. And when I heard that, I thought about our life filled with problems. When I consider our life in this world as a combination of problems and solutions, that's what it is, basically. We have problems and we solve them. Some of them are very simple, some of them can be complicated. A lot of them are very simple because every day we have a little problem, that problem, this problem. Everything is a problem and we solve them, right? We get sick and we take medicine. Or we lose our electricity, we find the solution for it. Or we have a need that we need to buy food, then we find a solution for it. So every little thing that combines together in this world to make what we call life is a combination of problems and solutions. So without problems, there would not be any life. Because everything is a combination of problems and solutions. And we find solutions, we are happy. When we can't find solutions, that's when we get really upset.
Amen.
And that's when we get a life that's miserable and without peace. But God has made this world and us to live in peace. And He did a perfect creation. And because you all know that sin entered this world and took away that peace that we had with God and with each other, and we have a situation like we have today. And because of the problems that we face every day, we go through stress and all kinds of mental and health issues that we have in this world. And particularly when we go through situations like, you know, many of us went through this year with sicknesses and problems that we had to go through this year, we had a rough ride in our lives. And a lot of people have that, and many people don't probably show that outside, but most of the people are going through that one time or other. And I call them sometimes the car wash experience. You have to get your car washed, and you have to go through the car wash experience, right? If you want to go through the car wash, you have to sit in there. And all that brushes and the wash and the water and the steam and all that sort of come together around your car. As you are cocooned inside that little car, what do you think about all the things that are happening around you? If you start thinking about all of that thing is going to break your window and coming through your car, you are not going to get your car washed anytime. You know? Some people are afraid of car washes. And they, even adults, you know, they are afraid of that feeling being inside that car with all that happening around them. But that's what sometimes I think about our life. You know, when we lose jobs or homes or businesses, people, children are losing their future. Our country is going through some inflation and price problems, and living costs are increasing. And we are in a situation where we get stressed out every day how to go forward. And there's a lot of uncertainty that is facing us every day. And I read that the number of people who are getting admitted in the hospitals for the psychological issues have doubled in the last 12 months for some reason or other. Suicide among the young adults are at a high rate this time, ever in history. So these are all things that give us restlessness, and we are concerned. We feel like the victim of forces beyond our control, like cocoon in that car wash when you go through that car wash experience, that we find ourselves helpless many times. Then adding that to the holiday season, the stress of the holiday that we bring on ourselves, we take upon a lot of things that we should not have taken up. You know, it can bring a lot of stress to many people. The holiday season and the days of New Year is considered to be one of the most stressful season of the year. The presents that we are trying to buy for people and the parties and the shopping and the baking and the cleaning and the entertaining and many, many others that we take upon ourselves, and along with all of these busy schedules and things that we are trying to accomplish during this holiday season, there are some healthy, unhealthy guests also show up in our lives. That is called stress and depression. And many, many people go through that coming the new year. And that is a fact every year. Even though we go through that every year, we tend not to learn from these things. We continue to do what we do. So then we have the political and the social issues that are happening around us in this country and around the world. So adding all of that, these things together, we find a world without peace. Everywhere, people are anxious and concerned and afraid and looking for peace somewhere. And at this time, as we read today in Isaiah chapter 11, the prophet was saying that in a situation like that, he is prophesying a world of peace. A peace where people will live together as the wolf living with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, and the calf and the lion will feed together. That's the kind of peace that the prophet is prophesying in the prophecy. Is that something that is achievable? Can a lamb live with a lion? Can a calf and the lion feed together, and a little child will lead them? The cow will feed with a bear? Is it something that is going to happen? In a peaceful world, it would happen. The Luke's Gospel, we read about the birth of Christ. The scene is a hectic situation. It is a hectic situation because of the multitude of characters involved in the birth of Jesus. A lot of things happened together at that time. Many of you know that. The little couple who were called to take up the mission of having the birth of Jesus, Joseph and Mary, I mean, their life turned upside down. And among all of those things, they were asked to go to a great distance at the last time of her pregnancy to have the child being born in another city. So they were in a situation like, you know, nobody else. And when they got there, it was the time for the birth of the baby. And look at that. You know, how can God plan so much that he fails to understand the misery that is going through in that couple's life. So the birth of that child happened at that time, and when they looked for a place to have the birth of the child, what did they find? No vacancy sign everywhere. And then many, many others, right? The shepherds in the field and the heavenly host praising God, and the child being born in the stable, and the animals around them, surrounded by a lot of things happening, the festival, people gathering all around the city. All of those were hectic situations during the birth of Jesus Christ. So this is sometimes that we can understand when we remember, how can we have peace in a situation, in a hectic situation like this? But that is the promise of the child Jesus during that time. A promise of peace has been born into this world. The promise of peace from God. Out of the frenzy and craziness of the world situation comes a sign of peace. The birth of Jesus, his existence, his life and teachings. It is a divine communication from God to all the people. A promise that there is hope for the world, that we can have peace. And that's what the prophet is saying, that in the city of David a Savior is born. He is Messiah, the Lord, the Prince of Peace, according to what he prophesied. So peace is not the absence of problems. If you were looking for a life without problems, peace will always elude you. You will not be able to find peace. If we plan on having peace after all these things are settled, you will never find peace. But even with all these hectic things happening around Joseph and Mary, they were able to find peace, because they were able to see the birth of peace in this world, in the hectic situation. So the Bible teaches that peace is the presence of God in the midst of trouble. It It's not the absence of trouble, because you will never have a life without trouble. But Jesus said, you will have trouble in this world, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So because of Jesus, we have reason to experience that peace in our lives in all of these situations that stresses us out. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. So whenever we are given the peace, we have the responsibility to be peaceful with one another, to be agents of peace wherever we are placed. The world is not a place of peace, but we are placed in this world to bring peace to their place where peace is needed. First of all, in order for us to have peace in our lives, like I said, we have to experience the presence of God. We have to have peace with God first. That is what Jesus came to give us, the peace with God. The relationship that was broken because of the sin that entered in our lives and in this world, God has redeemed us through his Son Jesus Christ and restored us so that we can have peace with God. In Romans, Paul says that therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we accept Jesus as our Lord, our lives, and give our lives in his hands, peace enters into our lives. Faith is an important factor in experiencing peace. So we have to accept the child, the Prince of Peace, into our lives in order to have peace with God. The other point in about having peace is we have to have peace with God first, and we also have to peace with ourselves.
Amen.
If we don't get in a situation where we don't have peace with ourselves, then we will never experience peace in our lives, Lord, in our lives. Because we have peace with God, because we have been justified by faith, we can begin to grow in the enjoyment of peace within ourselves. And here I include a sense of guilt or anxiety that leads to belief that we get paralyzed by our fears and our doubts. If we have to have peace with ourselves, we have to have a strong faith in God and knowing that God is there to take care of all of our needs.
Amen.
And we don't have to be afraid of the things that are happening around us. Our hearts and our minds are under constant pressures, our guilt and the worries and the threats and fears that are haunting us every day. We have to take all of that bundle together and put it at the feet of the Prince of Peace. That is what God is asking us to do. Don't carry all of this burden with you. It is God who will take care of all of these problems for you. So bundle all of those burdens together and place it at the cross, at the foot of the cross, and then you can experience the peace within yourselves. So peace with God, peace with yourselves, because you trust in a living God, and then you have to practice peace with others. The relationship where God has given us in this world wants us to enjoy his peace in our relationship with other people. The peace with God and peace with ourselves and also peace with other people. This is the one that we have least control over, because peace with other people depends on the other person also. So it is a little beyond our control many times. But Jesus has given us the opportunity because Jesus has taught us to have to forgive others. If forgiveness comes first in our lives, regardless of how much somebody has done to you, you can always forgive because Jesus has forgiven us our sins. So if we practice a life of forgiveness, we can have peace with others. In Romans, Paul says that if possible, so far as it depends on you, have peace with everyone in this world. For many of you, when you get together in families this holiday season, there will be some awkward and painful situations because of the relationships that we may have broken, or we may have the painful experiences in the past. This is the time to go back and bundle all of them together and throw it at the feet of Jesus and forget it and get it in the past, that we can move forward with the peace that we can enjoy in our lives, the peace that God has given, not only to peace with ourselves, but also peace with others around us. So during this holiday season, this Christmas season, let us understand that God is in the middle of all of these situations, and we are called to live in peace with ourselves, with God, and with one another. There was a missionary lady who was traveling in a ship across the sea from one continent to the other. And there was a fierce storm during the journey and threatened even the lives of everyone in that ship. People were in panic and they were starting to throw away things to settle the ship. But among all of these things that are happening, this chaos, this old woman was sitting quietly and she was not afraid. And she was singing a small little song and looking at all of these people panicking around her. So one of the passengers asked her why she was so calm. She said, if the ship will sink and die, I will be able to join, and I die, and I will be able to join my husband in heaven. Or if I make it to the other shore, I will be able to see my daughter who is waiting for me at that other island. So we have one way or other to be happy, to be at peace. Because it's no matter what happens to us, it's a win-win situation for people of faith. Even something happens and we have to die, we are going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
And if God gives us another opportunity to live in this world, we have the joy of having that peaceful relationship with others and to be a blessing to this world. So this is the message of peace for Christmas, since Advent season. As we go from this place, pray that God will give us the grace to have peace with each other and peace with ourselves, and above all, peace with God. And may the God of peace bless us with these words as we take part in this communion and go from this place. As the ushers guide you, come before the table. The United Methodist Church table is an open table. It's the Lord table. It's not the church table. It's the Lord's table. All are welcome, regardless of your situation, whatever your background is. Age, gender, nothing matters. God is love, and this is the table of love. So please come forward as the ushers guide you. The Hispanic Church will be joining us as well. Please follow the laminated insert that you can find in the pews and follow that for our service. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the eye of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, as Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem, and then there they found no room. So Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of the stable, Jesus was born, so by the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, He broke the bread and gave thanks to you and said, take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, this is the cup of the new covenant. Drink from this, all of you. This is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. It's the time to come and forward to take up the cup. This is the Lord's table. Please come and join the table. All are welcome, regardless of your age or background. This is the Lord's table as we serve together this communion. You want to take this? Have a prayer of thanksgiving for taking part in this communion and God's grace in our lives. Pastor will pray in Spanish and I will pray in English afterwards.
Vamos a orar, hermanos. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta preciosa mañana. Gracias por ser nuestro Dios. Gracias por ese sacrificio que usted hizo en la cruz por nosotros para redimirnos. Le queremos suplicar y le queremos pedir, Señor, que no olvidemos el sacrificio que usted hizo por nosotros. Deberíamos de amarlo, Señor, y estar dispuestos, Señor, a servirle de todo corazón. Te suplicamos en estos tiempos de Navidad y que podamos tener comunión unos con otros, un solo espíritu, un solo cuerpo, como usted lo hizo por nosotros. Le queremos dar gracias por todo lo que usted ha hecho en nuestras vidas. Nos ponemos en sus manos. Gracias por morir en la cruz, por cada uno de nosotros y por la humanidad. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give thanks to you for this holy mystery in which you gave himself for us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. We thank you, Eternal God, that you fed us the sacrament, uniting us in Christ and with all and each other, Lord. Renew our daily living in this world. May we remember that we belong to you and that you lead us into newness of life every day, particularly during this Christmas season. Help us to be agents of peace wherever you place us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 230. If you take the blue hymnal, if you are able, please stand. 230. Poor little town of Bethlehem. Hope you know this song. You know, please sing together with us. We'll do 1, 2, and 4. We'll sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
Shine the everlasting.
Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep and angels keep their watch of wondering love, O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praise to sing to God the King, and peace to all on earth. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angel, great glad tidings, sister. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
People of God, unto us a child is born, and he is the Prince of Peace. In a world of peacelessness and problems around us, go in the knowledge that God has given us peace, to be at peace with God, to be at peace with each other, and also to be at peace with ourselves. Go in the knowledge that he will be there and give you peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.